Zweite, Bishloim inu mefarshi. Ella avasayu minolan. Bishloim are their names. It says, how do we know the fathers though?
So in other words, we said before, she had eight Nevi'im came out of her. Like, how do we know all eight were Nevi'im? Like, true, these that say Beferish, we know they were Nevi'im. Like, how do we know their fathers were also Nevi'im?
Fathers were. So Mara says, Kediula. The Yomarula says, Kol Mokim Sheshmoi, V'Shem Oviv, Oviv B'Nevi'us, anytime they mention him and his father's name, is Vidua Shu Novi Ben Novi. Like we're saying now, here it said these were eight Nevi'im, B'nai Nevi'im. So true, they were Nevi'im. How do we know that the father's were Ros Nevi'im?
So that's Ula's Klal. Whenever it says the father's name and the son's name together, and one is a Novi, we say both of them were Nevi'im. So Mel, it's good what we have before. There were eight Nevi'im that came out of her.
So that's a klal. So whenever the pasuk says about a Novi, his name and his father's name, he should know be a duah, Shidua, Shehu Novi, then Novi. He's a Novi and his father was also a Novi. What about Shemoi V'loi Shemoviv? Let's say the pasuk talks about a Novi, and it only says his name, it doesn't say his father's name. Be a duah, you should know, Shehu Novi V'loi Ben Novi. Then the pshat is he's a Novi, but his father is not a Novi. What about Shemoi V'shem Iroi, Mefurish? Let's say it only says his name and his place, where he lived. Be'edua shehu me'yoseir. You should know he was from that city. Shemoi, it says his name, v'loy shem iroi, and not his city where he came from. Then be'edua shehu me'yushalayim. You should know he comes from Yerushalayim. If it doesn't say which city he's from, so Mestami came from Yerushalayim. V'masnisa ton and abraisa, we learned like this. Kol shemaisav umaisa yavoisav stumim, when it doesn't say anything special about him, or about his father. The Torah says one place, the Shvach, Kegurin, the Post says like this, Dibar Hashem Ashrohoya, El Tzvanya Ben Kushi, Ben Gedalia, so, is Vyadua Shut Tzadik Ben Tzadik. It says what? One Lashon Shvach here, so it means him and his father were both Gedalim, were both Tzadikim. So Chol Sheparat Lecha Kosev, and at the end of the pasuk it says something good about them. So the good goes on both of them. The Chol Sheparat Lecha Kosev B'yechud Mem. Anytime the Torah says one place, Leganai says one thing bad about them. Kegoyin, Fahi Bachodesh Hashvi, Bo Yishmo Ben Sanya, and they came to kill Gedalia, is Ben Lishama B'yedua Shu Rasha Ben Rasha. That he was a Rasha, the son of a Rasha also. It only says one instance of bad, that means both of them were bad. Omer Rav Nachman, Malachai Zeh Mordechai. Zeh Novi Malachai, that's the same person that was Mordechai. For the Gemara V'loma Nikra Shemoi Malachai, how come his name was called Malachai then? Shoyim Mishan Al-Melech, he was second in charge to the king. Mordechai was second in charge to the king, so that's why they called him Malachai.
Alright, turn over. All right, turn over.
Neisvei other kasher on you. If you're telling me now, Mordechai was Malachi. Baruch ben Niroi, Vesarya ben Maaseo, Daniel, or Mordechai, Balshon, Vechagai, Schaya, Malachi. Kula nisnamnu, Vishnashtain, Ledvoyash. Ledvoyash. So you see clearly that what it says, who are the Nevi'im here? It says a whole list here. It says Daniel and Mordechai, Balshon, Vechagai, Schaya, Malachai. So it says Mordechai and Malachai. They're both Nisnabnu, same Nevi'us, at the same time. It's to Yufta, here to Kasha. You can't say Mordechai is Malachai, because here it says both of them in the same pasuk. Tanya, Omer of Yeshua ben Korcha. Malachai is the Ezra. Enechnam, you're right, it's not Mordechai, but I'll tell you Malachai is Ezra. Malachai Shmoi. No, his real name was Malachai. And Omer of Nachman, Mistavra command Yom Malachai is Ezra. I'll bring you a proof of the man Yom, and it says Malachai was Ezra. The Yechsev, the Pesach says, B'Nevius, Malachai. It says by Nevius of Malachai, Bogdo Yehuda, Yehuda did things bad, but Toeva things bad, Nasasov Yisrael, Vishlayim, Kicholo Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Hashohav, Ubal Bas El Necher. And they went to a different god. Now, Uman Afrish Noshim Nochris, who separated the bed, the Noshim Nochris, the Goyish Shikshis? Ezra. So you see here, it talks about Malachi, and it's talking about what Ezra did. It says by Ezra, Vayan shechne ben yechiyo mebnei ilim, Vayemel Yezra nachnu me'alnu belakenu, Vayanoishiv noshim nochris. Like we did an Avera to Hashem, and we married noshim nochris for shikses. So in other words, in Ezra's time, they did tshuva about marrying noshim nochrim. So nochris, and it says by Malachi, the same thing, so Mashme Ezra was Malachi. There were four beautiful ladies in the world. Soro, V'Avigayol, Rocha, V'Yester. So the Mora, Oleman Diyom, Esther, Rakruka, Soysa. I, before we had one man Diyom, said Esther was green. She wasn't so beautiful, she was very pale. Just it was a chutzah, chesed went on her. But it's not cold, she was Yafiofius. So the Gemara says, "Mapik Esther Nechnami, take out Esther, or Maya Vashti, put Vashti in." Vashti was also from the four beautiful ladies. Tana Rabbanan, Rocha Bishmo. Like, what's special about Rocha, which was so beautiful? Bishmo. That means Bishmo Zinsa. Rashi says, "Amaskere Shmo Nigra Achar Taivaznus." Whoever just mentioned the name, just by mentioning a name, you wanted to have Znus with her. Yael, what was so Maya Bekoila? Whoever heard her voice had taiva just to hear a voice. Avigayel Beskirosa. The people mentioned, thought about her, that was the taiva to be with her. Michoyo Basho Buriyoso. The people saw her, they also wanted to live with her. You have loose with her. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak. Koloime Rochev Rochev Miyad Nikri. Any man that would just say her name, Rochev Rochev, right away would become like a Balkari. That's what the Gemara said before, Rochav Bishmo. If you just mentioned the name like a beautiful, that you would come about Keri. Omalei Rav Nachman, which Rav Nachman said back, is that true? Ano Amina Rochav Rochav. I myself said the name Rochav Rochav. Lo yichvasli, I didn't become about Keri. Is Omalei Ki Kamina Biyadua. I'm talking about people that know Rochav, Umakira, and recognize like Sora. Any man that saw her, and then he would just mention her name, Rochav Rochav, Miyad Nikri. Well, Mordechai, the Pasuk says now, O Mordechai Yodes Kol HaShenasa, that Mordechai knew everything that was happening. My, what does that mean? Omarav, Omar, Gova Homen Miachashverish. He knew that right now Homen became greater than Achashverish. That's why he got so scared. Shmuel Omar, Gova Malki Loi Mimalkotitoi. So you have to say like Hashem's, the Malkos and Shemayim came over the Malkos Boretz. So some said Loshen of a Tefillah, like he went to Dafa to Hashem, like the Malkos of Hashem should save us, to come and help us. Vatizchal Chel HaMalka, the Malka got sick. My Vatizchal, what does it mean Esther got sick? Omar Rav Shapiros Kanida, means she became a Nida now. Reb Yirmiyahu Omar Shehutzuchol in the Kaveh. She had to go to the Beis Kisi. Vatikru Esther lohosech. So Esther called the hosech. Omar Rav, hosech zeh Daniel. That was Daniel. V'lomanikrishmoy hosech. Why was the name called hosech? Shehoschuhu migad lusa. He was cut off from his greatness. He used to be great, now he was cut off from his greatness. Trashim meach ha-shverish. Shrebal sheltzer ha-shlitu t'losu machusoy. He, before he was very powerful, and now we lost his power. Ushmul Omar Shekol Devorov Malchus Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtochim Apiv. No, he's still out of his power. Anything the king did was signed because of him, because of Hosach of Daniel. Pasuk says Lodas Mazer V'Yal Mazer. She wanted to know, like, on what was going on, what's happening here. Is Omer Reb Yitzchok Shol Choloi. Shema Ovru Yisrael Achamisha Chum Shetori. She said, like, find out, maybe the Jews, Mamash did all the Averis. They're all with the Achamisha Chum Shetori. And that's why there's such a big Gzera upon Klai Yisrael now, we should all be killed out. Tichzibahen, Mizeh U Mizeh Heng Suvim. The Torah is written from one side to the other side. So that she was worried, like, Mazav Yamazah means, maybe Klai Yisrael was over all the Torah. V'yagidu L'morachai Azivri Yester. So he told over to Chosech, told over to Mordechai what Esther told him.
V'yilu iyo lo yosel gadei,
but she didn't go to him.
she sent a message with Chos Hosech to tell Mordechai, but she herself didn't go. Mikan shein mashivin al paket. V'yagid lo Mordechai as divrei Esther v'ilu iyo lo yoz. He himself didn't go. Was just told over. Is mikan shein mashivin al klola. You don't like tell over klola. It's not nice to tell over the klola. That's why he himself didn't want to do it. He let somebody else do it. Trashi v'ilu iyo Daniel lo yoz lo hashem shechusay. Daniel himself didn't go to tell Mordechai. He let somebody else tell Mordechai. Al klola shoyz Esther monas lovi el melech. The fikach laheishav osich eshtechusoi v'yester shochu devrei de acherim. As Esther didn't want to go to the king now, so because of that, he didn't want to tell Mordechai. So the pasuk says leich kenoisas kol yehudim. It means ad asher loikados. So Esther said, if everybody comes and does tshuva, then I'll do something that's not kedas that I didn't do yet. What does that mean? Omer Rabba shloik kedas hoya. It wasn't kedas. What does that mean? Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ad achshav boynis. Up until now, every time Esther lived with Achashverosh, she was forced to. It was boynis. She didn't want to. He forced her. V'yachshav baratzen. But now she said, now I'll live with him baratzen, like I want to ask him for something, so I'll do it baratzen, maybe he'll give in to me. Shashi v'yachshav means, mikan v'yelach midayti, now I'll do it my own das. Therefore the pasuk says, v'kasher avarati avarati. Kishem shavarti mi beisabo, kach oived mimcho, abilos from you also. Shrashi avarti mimcho, the yasur ani lecho, the eshes yisrael shenenso, muteras labailo, uverots and asur labailo. This was the time now Esther's going to become also to Mordechai. Before we had that Esther lived with Achashverus, and then she went right away back to Mordechai. But the pshat was up until now, she was forced. So an anusa is mutter to a husband. If she's forced, she's allowed to live with her husband. But if she comes now with Saita, she lives with somebody else, Baratzon, she becomes also Labaila. Even though Achashverosh was a goy, still by says we're going now that a B.S. Akum asks her on her husband. That's Kasher Avarti, that Avarti. Now I'll be lost from Mordechai. I won't be allowed to live with Mordechai anymore.
I understand. If it's just not us, I mean, it's a Shaish position.
But it was a B.S. Akum, though. It was a goy. There's no Chiv Misa. A B.S. Akum is no Chiv Misa. V'ayavah Mordechai, it says, Mordechai passed over. Omar Rav, Shehever Yoim Rishon Shal Pesach B'tainis. That was the first day of Pesach, and Mama she fasted. Trashe Sherei B'yud Gimel B'nisin, Nichtav Ohoi Geras. On Yud Gimel B'nisin, the Geras was written. V'nita Nadas B'shushin, V'yud Dalad, V'chemishosho, V'shishosho, Hisanu. Those were the 3 days they fasted. Over she shasa nit lohamen bierif. So the kids, he was hanged on the 16th day of Nisan. Understand? That's what Haman was hanged. The Kopon, he was fasting on Pesach. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says the Ovar Akumya Demai, he went over a river of water to tell people. Drashi lasafai yudim shemevra hasheni. He wanted to tell everybody about what's going on and come Lech Chilis, it's called Yudim. Everybody should fast together. He even went over the river through the water to tell everybody. Then it came the third day. That's the day that Esther put on her Malchus. That we had before. Big day Malchus mi boile. Should have said she put on the clothing of Malchus. What does it mean, Malchus? Is Omer Rebbe Lozo, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Melamed Shelov Shos Ruch HaKodesh. That now she got Ruch HaKodesh on, she came in the Via now. Siv Ochet says here, Batilbash, Uksiv Hosom, Ruach Lov Shas HaMoshay. That Lov Shas means she put on Ruch HaKodesh. The Omer Rebbe Lozo, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Liyoyla Ma'atei Birchas Hedyet Kala Benechom. Even if a simple person gives you a bracha, don't take it so lightly, it's good for you. Sherei Shnei Gderli Ador. Berchom Shnei Hadjaitis, two Gdoli Ador had brachas from Hadjaitis, Pasha the people, for this Kaimabem that helped them. V'yeluhain, David Udunil, David the Brachoyu Aroina. Aroina gave a bracha to David, the Seal Yem Aroina Yala Melech, and it happened good to David. The Neil, the Borcha, the Rogosh, the Seal Elohoch, the Ant Polachlei. But the Dirahu Yashizun. So he gave him a bracha, and the bracha helped the Neil. So even a bracha he gets from a simple person means something. Now, Vaita, for Yom Rabbi Loz, Yom Rabbi Chanina, I'll take Kilas Hedyit Kale Benecha.
It's the same way if a simple person curses you, also you have to be careful, it means something. Shri Avimela Kilule Sora. Avimela gave a curse to Sora, and he said, Hinehu Lecho Kisusainayim. This is going to be a covering for your eyes, as if to say, you're going to become blind, you won't be able to see so good. V'nizkayim Abazaron, it happened with a child. V'yiki Zaken Yitzchok. Yitzchok became old, V'atichyenu Einov, and his eyes became blind, he became poor, he couldn't see. So that was because of the klol of Avimelech. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, Om Rebbe Chanina, Bo v'rosh loy kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basa V'dom. Hashem is not like us. Basa V'dom Odom Shoyfes Kedera. A person first fills up the pot. V'yachakach Noisna Techamayim. Then you put water in it. Rav Shevz there means first you put the pot on top of the fire. First you Shoyfes, you put the pot on top of the fire. And then you pour in water. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Noisna Mayim. First Hashem puts the water in. V'yachakach Shoyfes HaKedera. And then he puts the Kedera on top of the pot. Schur means here also that Hashem made the refuah before he made the makkah. Somebody says over something, the person's name is made the gula liyelam. He'll bring a gula for the world. That Esther told over to the king that Mordechai saved you, and because of that, later it was written in the Divrei Yomim that the whole mess happened that the Melech appointed Mordechai. The Yomer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Tzadik Ovad L'Doyrei. If a Tzadik dies, he's lost for his generation. L'Doyrei Ovad, a Tzadik Ovad L'Doyrei Ovad. If a Tzadik dies, his generation loses out. What it means to say is that Tzadik is still the same Tzadik. Just the people here are losing out. Moshe liyodam shav deloy magolius. It's like a moshe to a person that loses a diamond. If you lose the diamond, you should know, kol mokom shi magolius shema. Wherever the diamond is, it's still a diamond. The diamond doesn't change. Loyovdu elo labayla. Just the pshat is the owner doesn't have his diamond anymore. The same thing with tzaddik. A tzaddik is a pure tzaddik wherever he is. Even after he's nifty, he goes to shemayim. Just the people here lost the choshevazach. Now Haman said, "V'chol zeh enenu shavli. All this is not worth it to me when I see Mordechai." Omri Abloza, Omri Abichanina. V'shor sheru Haman es Mordechai. When Haman saw Mordechai, Yosher b'shar Melech sitting in the king's entrance. Omar, "Chol zeh enenu shavli. All this is not worth it to me." What does that mean? Kerav Chizda. The Omri Rav Chizda. Zeh bo befrusbolei, v'zeh bo.